90.7 WKGC. This is The Mix, and that's the Sultans of Swing. Dire Straits getting things started off this morning. Makes me always think of baseball.
Good morning. You know, yes. Commodores baseball.
Sultans of Swing?
Yeah.
Babe Ruth was the Sultan of Swing.
Commodores baseball won yesterday. Yay.
Imagine crack
she'll,
of the bat.
She'll take anything for a segue.
Yes, she will. And we just talk right over her.
You did. You ignored my segue.
No, I didn't ignore.
And it was about Commodores baseball.
Talking. Anyway, why don't you try that one more time?
Congratulations. Commodores baseball won against Wallace Dothan yesterday. 6-0.
Wow.
They play them again today at Bill Frazier Field this afternoon, I think 2 o'clock.
Which I believe you can watch on pay-per-view.
You can watch baseball on pay-per-view now. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can go to CommodoreSportsNetwork.com or just click the baseball live streams button on your old faithful GCAthletics.com homepage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's got all the other athletic information
so
there,
like what,
too. Lady Commodores.
$7.50 a game?
Yeah, $7.50 a game. There's a season pass as well. Commodores basketball is on the air here for free, mm-hmm. and they're headed to the Region 8 championships, finishing the conference with an 11-1 record.
Mm-hmm.
And how many national titles? They have 5 national titles now.
A bunch of them.
Yeah, a bunch. And softball. Lady Commodore softball is looking excellent this season, too. They stand at 17-1 right now.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Conference play starts March 15th, so it's looking good for the regular season.
And if I wanted to go see one of those games, where would I go?
Lady Commodores are at the Panama City campus this week in the Visit Panama City Beach Round Robin Tournament. That's on Friday and Saturday, so there'll be several teams in the mix right here on campus.
Oh, excellent.
And that's free, but you got to come in person.
Of course.
Yeah.
Very good.
And there won't be much traffic getting there.
Will there?
Or will there? Captain Traffic Jam, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
We haven't seen you in so long.
Yeah, I've just been girding my loins for this, I guess. So.
We're not that bad.
No, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Way to cover. Good
Thank
job.
You. Thank yeah. you.
So how are things?
Busy.
They're moving?
Yeah.
Literally?
I mean, anybody who lives in Bay County sees it. They know what's going on out there. Yeah, right here out front, we've got 23rd Street flyover. We're starting to pour concrete in some of those major decks out there. We had some major beams brought in. They're about 180,000 pounds apiece. We set those. We're laying concrete. So you're really starting to see that second piece of the flyover taking shape. We've opened Collegiate Drive.
Yay,
here in front of the
Collegiate
campus.
Drive. Yay.
I think Tori likes that one.
Yeah, that was. It's kind of on my way here.
Well, that was a big deal. We were able to realign that intersection and get that lined up, and we've got it open right now. Later on, we probably will have some restrictions when we start finishing the flyover. Obviously,
I understand.
But you know, we needed to open that up, make sure we could get people in and off of campus much more quickly and efficiently. Anything we can do to help the traffic move through, that's always our plan with construction sites. We have to keep traffic going, want to keep it moving without having to close down the entire road. So you have different traffic shifts, different things change, but eventually we try to get everything open as quickly as we can so we can facilitate that.
Is the flyover on schedule? I mean, I haven't had any trouble flowing through it.
No, in general. We were right on schedule. The great thing about the flyover is we built that temporary US 98.
Right.
Which works
great. Yeah, that allows traffic just to move just as, maybe even more efficiently than it used
it
to
does.
Because
Possibly.
You've got that, that turn from 23rd. That's a straight, you don't have to stop
that's
there
true.
Anymore to head
yeah.
west. So traffic's kind of moving a little more smoothly there. And obviously when the flyover's done, it'll be fantastic. But because of that diversion that was put into place, we're able to get that traffic moving much more quickly and efficiently. And 390, the same thing. We've got a lot of work going on there where we've got issues with some of the drainage work that we're doing and some of those things. So in order to do that, you see as you come through there, traffic shifts a little bit here, a little bit there. So instead of closing the roadway down, we just shift that traffic over a little bit to allow us to do that work off to the side.
Great. Remind everyone when the flyover project will be complete.
We're looking to finish that up at the end of 2019.
Fall?
Well, right now we're on schedule, so we're looking somewhere around the end of 2019, I think, is when we're looking at.
The end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, again, if there's any sort of, anytime you have a project in a contract, there's a built-in provision called weather days.
Sure.
So any contract that we're building, they can look at that and say, well, we couldn't work X, Y, and Z days because of rain and the work that we needed. So they can add days to a contract, but right now we haven't run into any significant weather events that have caused any major delays. So we're still on track to finish that one up on time.
Right. Great.
We're looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You and me both.
Yeah. I bet you are.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing is there'll be another project right around the corner for me. So it's not like it's I'm a one and done around here.
Well, that's good. It's job security.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something like that anyway. We all need a little bit of that, right, Tom?
Yeah.
Well, you're a volunteer.
I really don't care. No, I'm sorry. when you guys get tired of me here, I'm going to go down and volunteer at FDOT.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'll put you out on the road.
You guys don't even take volunteers, except maybe to hold a sign that goes from stop to slow.
Contractor. Contractor would be more than happy to do that. Yeah. Yeah, we've got
anybody
a great internship program.
I really don't want to stand out on the highway. I'm sure someone will be more than happy to not pay you like I do. Makes me very happy, too.
It does.
I'm just saying. It's the truth.
Yeah, come on by. We got a good orange vest.
One that'll fit you just perfectly.
See, you don't give me any clothing. He'll give me an orange vest. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, our programming today on 90.7 WKGC, sponsored in part by a gift from Bill Cordell at Raymond James in Panama City. Bill is a certified financial planner and specializes in generating retirement income and IRA rollovers. More information online at CordellWealthManagement.com. More with Commander Traffic Jam on the other side of the break here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. A little Bruce Springsteen and Glory Days. And
all right.
Had a headphone
Are they behind us or in front of us?
Who?
Glory Days.
Well, for me, they're in front of me. For you, they're...
Yeah, probably.
In the
That's
rear
just
mirror.
A matter of perspective.
I don't know where they're at for me.
Yeah. I hope they're in front of you.
I hope so, too.
I'm pretty sure they're in front of me. Mm-hmm.
You're like 18, so...
21. Okay. Close enough.
Close enough. Well, they better be in front of you. Yeah.
That's right. Remember, he had his first legal drink not too long ago.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then he had his first legal headache the next morning.
Oh,
so.
Gosh.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Very good. Day.
Yeah. Oh. We have some news in history.
We do.
We do.
We do. This is on this day in 1932, a crime that really captured the attention of the entire nation. I was a little young, so I don't remember it that well. The 20-month-old son of Charles Lindbergh was kidnapped. And eventually they attempted to ransom him back for $70,000. The money was paid, but the police later found the child just a very short distance away, and he had been killed right after the kidnapping.
That's so sad.
This was the impetus for changing kidnapping to a federal offense.
Is it really kind of one of the starts for the FBI, right?
Yeah, it was a big thing for them for sure. And now, if you kidnap somebody, I don't know why you. I mean, we could kidnap Brandon, but if anybody noticed, it would be a federal offense.
Right.
If anybody noticed.
Well, I would notice.
I would notice.
His mom would notice.
His mom would too. Yeah.
She thinks very highly.
She loves you.
My brother wouldn't care, probably.
Well, that's what brothers
That's what little brothers are for.
Yeah, that's what brothers are all about. Well, somebody that we do care about because he keeps our roads straight, narrow, or not too narrow.
Keeps them straight, narrow,
Hopefully
and crowded.
He's widening them, maybe at the beach. I'm going to have to confront you about the traffic at the beach and the back beach road situation, and it's so far on your long-range plan. Please help us.
Okay. Well, let's start. So the PD&E study, which is the Project Development Environment Study, it's something we have to go through with every project. Indications from that study obviously show a need to widen. So we're going to go from 4 to 6 lanes out there. That's definitely going to happen. We're going to do it mostly in the current right-of-way that's out there, so you won't have any impacts to any property owners out there. There's a minimal amount of right-of-way. You know, the future obviously is going to be design and construction of that roadway. There is some preliminary money, I believe, available from right-of-way acquisition coming up for the minimal amount that we need. But every year we develop a 5-year work program. Mm-hmm. We revamp it every year. We look at funding. But the key to that obviously is working with the local transportation planning organization. They prioritize projects in the area. Obviously, that's a priority for them. As they continue to build up their priority list, we'll reevaluate. But again, the area here competes with funds, not only with Northwest Florida within the district, within the 16 counties here within District 3. Mm-hmm. That's my area. But we also have all the other counties and districts around the state that we're competing with dollars for. So,
sure.
But, you know, if there's one thing that I know the people up in Chipley do at our headquarters is they are continually looking for sources of funding.
Right.
So it's really important to them. We recognize that it's an issue down here. All of 98 obviously has a need to be widened, especially through here in Bay County. Farther west you go, we're doing some work out there. We're looking to widen those areas in Santa Rosa County. We're doing widening work in Okaloosa and Walton right now. Mm-hmm. It's the next logical step for Back Beach Road to get that work done.
Right.
So, you know, don't worry about it. The funding is coming. It's just you know, obviously we've got to stagger some things, but obviously we've got a lot of work here in Bay County and more to come.
Well, how far away is the start of Back Beach Road and then The second part to that question, they just approved phase two of Loop Road or the Bay Parkway or Back Beach Road. what do you think about that? And is can you help? Can the DOT help?
Right. Well, I'm gonna start from the back and work my way forward on that
thank
one.
You.
So, that Bay Parkway, that's a local roadway.
Mm-hmm.
How that is funded? Obviously, the county and the city of Panama City Beach are looking at funding that roadway. And one of the things that they're looking at is applying for a grant that DOT has. The funding for those grant dollars, I believe, is currently scheduled up right now till 2021. That would be the earliest any funds would be available from that grant for that project. So. But it, you know, anything that can help relieve congestion on Back Beach Road, we look highly on that. You know, obviously it's a city/county project, funding a couple years out from that from our perspective as far as grant dollars go. But again, anything that we can do to help take some of that traffic off of Back Beach Road and assist the locals, you know, we look at that as an opportunity. As far as the start of Back Beach Road, obviously construction isn't funded quite yet for that. I couldn't tell you when it's going to start. The good news is we're evaluating our 5-year work program right now. And in the fall, we debut the new 5-year work program. And
could move up on the list, maybe.
Yeah, anything can happen at any time. That's the great thing about our work program is we're right now, the current work program is waiting to be authorized by the legislature in Tallahassee. And once that's done, our group is immediately, even right now, looking into the future for the next 5 years. So every year, we're going to update that. And funding sources, as they become available, we're looking at the program that was especially for Back Beach Road.
And how long does a project like that take?
Well, you're going to look at Back Beach Road, that stretch there. They're probably going to break it up into segments.
Right.
It's easier to fund it. So instead of having to come up with this giant dollar amount, we can break it down into smaller dollar amounts. It's easier to fund. So you'll probably see that done much like you see 390 in different segments as we move forward. So to most people, it'll look like 390 right now. It's been in construction for 5 years. But 390 technically on our end it's three different projects. But to the public, it's all of 390.
Right.
So that's kind of how Back Beach Road would go as well.
A 4 or 5 year project.
Yeah, probably. Just depending, again, how many segments there are and what the work will be involved with those. But again, everything's going to be done within the right of way for us. So that large median that you have right now, that grass median, that's where we're probably going to look. We're going to actually probably widen inward versus outward.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah,
interesting.
Okay. There's so much development on Back Beach Road right now. The amount of right-of-way that it would take to purchase, to actually widen out. It would just be unbelievable. It would dwarf the cost of construction.
Right.
So if we can work within our confines of right-of-way and move in and utilize that, you know, that's less money they have to put towards right-of-way and more money we can have for other projects and other construction projects throughout the district.
There's definitely a lot of traffic out there these days.
I know.
When we've gone out there, it's been coming from the beach to town, and it's like, where are all these people coming from?
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely
Ontario,
a lot of traffic.
Illinois,
Vancouver.
Yeah,
that's where they're coming from.
Yeah, all of those places.
My people, the northern folk coming down here
folk.
To enjoy the weather. Yep.
Yes,
yeah,
why not?
We just had family down from Wisconsin, and it's just miserable up there right now. So for them to come down and enjoy 70 degree days, I understand it. I get it. That's kind of the cost of life we have living in such a beautiful area that we do here. But the great thing about those people who are visiting, they're contributing to the construction of those roadways because, you know, we fund our roadways based on the gas tax. So as they're spending money on fuel down here, those dollars go towards the repairs for those roadways as well as the construction of new roadways. So those visitors do help out.
We are talking with Ian Satter this morning from Florida Department of Transportation. Don't worry, we have plenty more for you.
I'm ready.
Okay, good. It is 9:30. We've got a quick break. We've got weather here in just a moment. And Billy Squire bringing us The Stroke on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's a great song for wedding receptions. Bob Seger and the old-time rock and roll, because it'll get everybody out there dancing. Maybe some that shouldn't.
I was looking at you wondering, why would I want to get you up dancing?
Well, it doesn't take old-time rock and roll to get me up and dance. A good polka will do that. I don't think we have any polka.
Okay.
No.
Now that just made Brandon turn green, the thought of you doing the polka.
How about some Irish dancing?
I can't do that either.
They're having the Scottish Festival out at Panama City Beach this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, Frank Brown Park.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We'll have some clogging.
There's going to be Irish dancing and, you know, all that stuff.
Will we see curling?
It takes ice. It's not warm enough here, but
there will be
here.
Some Scottish athletic competitions.
Will there be caber tossing?
Yes. Oh,
is that where they throw like the big pole?
They throw a telephone pole.
Yeah. You know, who comes up with that idea? It's like curling. Like, who sat around and said...
And thought up that game.
I bet I can do this.
Ethanol was involved.
Winters last a long time up there. I guess so. We needed things to entertain ourselves.
I suppose so.
Now, tell me the truth. Was ethanol involved in the creation of those sports?
No.
No? Really? No? Okay.
Not at all.
I thought it was whiskey-driven, especially the idea of let's throw a rock, let's slide a rock across the pond.
You get bored, you figure out things to do, and next thing you know, you've got a phenomenon.
Yeah.
And a gold medal for it.
And a gold medal for
and something that we only talk about every 4 years.
Right.
And lots of videos on YouTube of people curling with their Roomba.
Mm. Or their cat.
Or their cat, yes. Yeah.
Or their
I prefer
cat
the
on
cat
Roomba.
One.
Or their
I
cat
like
on
that.
A Roomba.
My cat won't get near the Roomba.
Okay.
She just looks at it from afar and... What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. You need to be the peacemaker there.
Commander Traffic Jam is in the studio with us. Ian Satter from Florida Department of Transportation.
I'm shooting for Commodore next time.
Commodore?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an odd title, but it does actually exist.
And it would be perfect for here as well.
Yeah, so. I think it would be.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a promotion.
Okay, I'll take it.
Commodore Traffic Jam.
All right.
He also helps us out calling volleyball.
I do.
Speaking of Commodore, and there's a new volleyball coach. Have you met yet?
No, we have not.
Yeah.
No.
His name is Scott Allen.
Okay, excellent.
I know that really well because my name is Scott Allen also. So,
but that's your middle name.
That's my middle name, and I don't know squat about volleyball.
Oh, it's fantastic. If you know,
I tried to call it once.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. Well, luckily, Corey DeBrittany and I do that over here during
beast
the season.
At that.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Yeah. I could only get out things like, oh, ow, that hurt. She got that right in the face.
Well, the great thing is, you know, she's played. She knows the game very well.
Sure.
She's very technical. She really knows what's going on. I really try to dumb it down a little bit as best as I can.
She talks about pancakes, made me hungry.
Yeah, absolutely. Know? But it's, you know, if you get a chance, next year, come out and see a live game. It's fantastic. It really is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And the game is so fast. And if you like fast-paced sporting events, you know, women's volleyball here at Gulf Coast is really a cool event to go to.
It
so I encourage everybody
cool.
to come out. If you can't, you know, if you're going to watch it on TV, great. But come out live and watch it because it's really a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're looking forward to next season.
Me too.
So roadways. I mean, we've talked a little bit about the what's happening on Back Beach or
we've
what will happen.
We've grilled you about that.
Ooh, sure.
Now it's time for 390.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There's a little project happening on 390.
A little bit.
And the road is now a little crooked.
It is
in a few places.
Yeah.
So.
We mentioned that during the last segment. You know, the reason we do that is we have areas where we're working on drainage. So in order to not close the roadway, we kind of have this odd shifts here and there to make sure that people can continue to use that road. If we had to close down 390. For any sort of projects
not
out there,
good.
It would just be chaos in this county. So
you'd have to move further away than Chipper.
Right.
If you close that. Yeah.
You would.
Well, I do. Yeah, we do have an office right off of 390, and you know when we're done, sidewalk and our front door are going to be right there. So you know we're a part of that construction as well. We're feeling it as well, and we understand. You know, obviously, sometimes a little harder to traverse the area, but you know a little bit of heartburn right now is going to lead to a great project in the end when you have six lanes of traffic going down there, and anybody who's been coming home between 4 and 5 o'clock, heading south on 390, and you hit that Jenks Avenue intersection. Yeah,
yep.
I hit it every day. So I feel it. I drive through it every day to and from work. So, but you know the key thing in there, we're looking at progress. We're going to start the second segment coming up probably around the end of the summer, and that's that segment from Jenks to 77.
Right,
and then we've got the final part, which will start at the end of the year, which will be from Baldwin to 23rd Street. So all of it'll be under construction by the end of the year, but that just means we're that much closer to getting it done.
And just to be clear, you aren't responsible for Jenks Avenue.
No.
That's a county.
I was going to ask you about that, though. If you...
And I would refer you to the correct people.
Right. It's Panama City, but I wondered if, you know, if the DOT has been through things like that and if you kind of have any advice for them or thoughts for them.
Well, one of the things that, you know, as a transportation agency, when you have roadways, we have right-of-way or the property that's along that roadway and utilities... use those parts of those roadways to be able to run their lines, whether that's communication, power, whatever the case may be, sewer. But whenever we have a project, those utilities have to relocate that. That's part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have certain utilities that aren't on the ball as well as some of the other ones, and that can cause some delays. We've seen the exact same thing that Jenks is going through. We've seen that on 79.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that on 77.
Do you see that out here at all?
Well, there's some utility issues there as well, but it's not affecting the construction right now, and so that's why we're on time, and we're continually working with those utilities to get them to be able to move, and you know they have certain personnel that they need to do those jobs, and whether or not they have enough people on hand. Luckily for us, again, with the flyover project in 77, for example, we've got other things things we can do. But in the meantime, we're continually talking to them, trying to get them out there, and they're doing their best to get those utilities relocated. But obviously, we can't do that. That's part of the process.
Sure.
Definitely Jenks is not it's not uncommon, but it is an unfortunate thing.
Right.
Usually, the utilities are really good about moving those in time.
Mm-hmm.
So right now it's just sort of making the perfect storm of Jenks and 390 kind of coming together and
one time. Yeah, I mean, two major roadways, and then there's talk, obviously, I believe they're going to widen another segment of Jenks up north of Baldwin, so you'll have that project going on while 390 is going on, from what I understand. But two major roadways there, one is ours, one is not, but you know, we're going to do our best on 390 to keep as much traffic moving as we can through that thing and try to keep it moving.
I think it moves all right. I mean, based on before construction, I mean, there's not a lot different. It still moves slow.
Yeah, so. That's the thing I've noticed, too. It's 390.
It is.
And even
before, after construction, it was just two lanes.
And you're adding how many lanes?
It's going to be six.
Six altogether.
So you're going from two to six. And that's the thing we're also looking at from 77 to 231.
Right.
Is looking, we originally did a study for four lanes, and about halfway through that, it said, that's not going to work. So one of the things we're looking at is doing the study. We're redoing the study, but to go to six lanes. From 77 to 231, that's going to be needed in the future as well. So that's obviously another big priority that we think the local TPO here in Bay County is going to look at to try to prioritize that as well. So again, a lot of projects competing for those dollars. Is it 390 that's the major, or is it Back Beach Road? Those are questions that the local TPO has to answer.
Wow.
Right. Tough decisions.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It is, especially with the other stuff we already have funded, which is great. But there's always projects down the road that people look at and need. And who knows what the needs will be 5 years from now. But,
absolutely.
You know, we're continuing to look at those as well.
Well, don't go anywhere. We're going to keep you around and pick on you a little bit more. Tom has a vinyl play of the day.
I do.
What do you have?
I have a song that was, let's see if I could just see my computer.
We were talking about vinyl. You're following some vinyl around, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Ian's on vinyl. In fact, next time you come, you have to bring your own vinyl, and we'll do a vinyl play of the day.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm trying to build my collection, especially for my wife. She loves vinyl and got a record player a few years back. So I'm drooling over your collection over here. It's
really
great.
The way this works is that when you bring in your vinyl, you just leave it. It's sort of a
I got to go home after that. That's a problem.
No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, Tom.
All right. This is this was a song released in February of 1974 by a young lady who I got a chance to see in concert at the Academy of Music in Philadelphia. Her name's Maria Muldaur, and she had a fairly good-sized hit with this in 74. It's Midnight at the Oasis.
This is the morning vinyl play of the day on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Our faces, traces of romance in our hands. Heaven's holding a half moon. jumpman spectacle. But you won't need no harem, honey, when I'm by your side. And you won't need no camel, no, no, when I take you for a ride. Come on, cactus is our friend. He'll point down the way. Come on, till the evening ends, till the evening ends. Midnight at the oasis. Send your camel to bed. Got shadows painting our faces and traces of romance in our heads. Oh, come on, come on. Oh, come on. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The vinyl play of the day on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. Tommy, why are we doing this?
You know, we just have a whole bunch of vinyl. I mean, a bunch of vinyl. Like
5,000, 10,000?
Something like
20,000?
Yeah, yeah, something like that. More than I care to count, anyway. I tried to get Brandon to do it, and then I realized there wasn't an app on his phone for it, so it didn't work.
He ran out of fingers and toes.
He had his shoes off. He was trying.
My abacus.
Yeah. And we have to do something with it. We're not in that building anymore, and we have to do something with our vinyl. So we came up with a great idea of how about if we use our vinyl as a little thank you for people who join, as this is listener-supported radio.
Yes.
We can't do it without you.
We can't. No. If there's, this is, you are the public in public radio.
That's right. And the community in community radio.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Look at that. See?
So, yeah, okay, you one-upped me on that one.
I do what I can.
So anyway, if you join the station, either online or in person or however you'd like to join, we will reward you with allowing you on April the 7th, Saturday morning, come by here and look through our vinyl. Take what you like.
But you don't have to wait till then.
But you don't
have to. You can do it now.
You can get your ticket now by signing up online.
Yeah, at WKGC.org. And if you go to our website, there's a donate pledge.
A donut?
No, not a donut, but okay. A donate.
I was getting excited for a minute there.
Pledge donuts. Page. And we've got some snappy pictures of some of our vinyl and tells you that we are 36 days, 23 hours, 7 minutes, and 22 seconds away from our pledge drive, the opening of the vinyl vault on April 7th.
Wow. And the pledge drive will be the 2nd through the 6th. We'll
That's
be
right.
on the air taking, you know, taking your calls and comments and pledges.
Basically groveling for money.
Yeah,
That's what we do during our pledge drive.
Something along those lines. We grovel.
Well, if I may,
yes.
If I may, not being a being here as an everyday crew here, but looking over at the collection you guys have, it's really cool. So
yeah,
I mean, I was going through there, I saw everything. If you like stuff from the, I mean, just a great variety of stuff here. I mean, I saw New Kids on the Block.
Yep.
You know, I'm like, well, that's gonna bring back some. There's memories there for everybody.
Yeah,
I think
yes.
that's a cool thing, because even if you don't like records, it's really cool artwork too. So
yes.
think about that. So fantastic stuff.
And
you guys
have
some cool stuff.
We have some oddball stuff.
Yeah.
You know, some 12-inch singles that you don't find those anymore. And we have some great blues, jazz, soul, a lot of classical.
Yeah.
So if you like classical music, we've got a huge classical collection. And like I said, some oddball things.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's somewhere over there is a MC Hammer album, but not the too legit, you know, Can't Touch This album. It was his second album where he tried to be a little tougher.
Oh, yeah, featuring such classics as Pumps and a Bump and...
Something like
that,
I think.
Well, there was Please Hammer, Don't Hurt Him. All those albums.
All of those kind of, we've got one of those. Actually, I think there's two or three of them over there. So
there's some fun 90s R&B
yes.
in there.
Oh,
yes.
that's my jam.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff over there. Some Taylor Dayne, Sheena Easton is over there. Some prints. Some good stuff like that.
Did you have any of those pants? What did they call
them? The parachute pants.
Like parachute pants or hammer pants?
Hammer pants.
Never did. I wanted to, but I wasn't that cool.
No, I wasn't.
No hammer pants,
no.
Scott?
I mean, I had some of the parachute pants. You know, that was the slick material back then.
I was 5'7"
and
doughy.
I had parachute
also. It
wasn't going to
work for me.
No. it was not going to work for me either. Right. I couldn't wear that.
In the 90s when it was more all the denim. So it was
it had already turned into the alternative rock, grunge rock scene.
It was that mid to late 90s.
The flannel thing.
I would love to see Brandon... Producer Brandon come in dressed like MC Hammer.
That would be
I really would. That would be killer.
I need to find some Hammer pants for you.
Take a trip to Goodwill, buddy. I'm certain that there's somebody that has given them up.
I don't think we're going to get Ian to come in on that day. I would love to.
Well, we were talking one of the before we wrap things up, one of the music history day things today is something about James Taylor. Somebody was looking that up.
Yes, and on this day in 1971, James Taylor, who had struggled with mental problems and obscurity for a long time, finally got to the big
time. Heroin problems.
With drugs and everybody. Anyway, he came out with in 1970 with his Sweet Baby James album, and it had Fire and Rain and Country Roads and those kind of things, and featured Carole King on a bunch of the cuts, and made it to the cover of Time magazine.
Wow.
Very good. Well, I have a James Taylor song queued up. I don't know if it's from that album or not.
Okay. Well, it doesn't really matter. I like James Taylor.
All right. Well, we'll wrap up this hour of music. Ian, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
We will have you on again. So when we get stuck in traffic, we can. You know, that's when we come up with the questions.
Absolutely.
It's not been that bad though.
No, one thing we've got to do is we do appreciate everybody's patience.
Sure.
I mean, obviously, it's not the best situation to have construction, especially if you live along any or have a business along any of those corridors. But we do our best to keep those ways open for people, and we're trying to keep the construction on as quickly as we can, and we do appreciate everybody's patience.
Sure, and it means that this area is growing.
It does.
Which is a very good thing for everybody. Well, we'll round out this hour of music, take you up to 10 o'clock with James Taylor, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved By You.